Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail IME on August 3 regarding Omar, O-M-A-R, Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. Omar Santiago is a 34-year-old male who reports he was involved in a motor vehicle accident, a work-related motor vehicle accident on 6/11/21. But at that time, he was the driver of a vehicle. He states the airbag caused a burn on his right forearm. He injured his legs and back without any other direct bodily trauma. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, he alleged from this accident he injured his head, comma, neck, comma, burns the right forearm, comma, back, comma, and left leg. Peer treatment records show he was seen on 8/19/21 at Pensauken Spine and Rehab by chiropractor Michael Ross. He related being the restrained driver of a vehicle involved in an accident on 6/11/21. The airbag deployed. He was looking straight ahead at the time of the impact and lost consciousness briefly. The point of impact was the left front. His vehicle was moving with the flow of traffic. Police were at the scene and an accident report was conducted. Mr. Santiago was seen at an urgent care center in Pensauken, from whom he was prescribed medication. He claimed his symptoms had worsened since the date of the accident. These involved his cervical region, comma, thoracic region, comma, lumbar region, comma, left leg, comma, and headache. He was evaluated and diagnosed with cervical sprain and radiculopathy, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, lumbar sprain, comma, post-traumatic headache, comma, and pain in the left leg. He was instituted on a course of in-office chiropractic care. This continued over the next several months, running through 1/5/22. On 2/5/22, he had a lumbar MRI to be inserted. On 1/27/22, he was seen by Dr. Levy, L-E-V-Y. He was still working as a caregiver for the insured, and never stopped after the accident. Lumbar x-ray report showed loss of lordosis. Dr. Levy diagnosed low back injury, comma, cervical spine pain, comma, anterior tibialis tendinitis of the left leg. On 2/10/22, they reviewed the lumbar MRI. It was essentially negative. He was thought to have failed medication and therapy, yet still had a negative MRI. He was thus sent for a pain management evaluation. New paragraph. In that regard, he was seen on 3/2/22 by Dr. Josephson. His assessment was low back pain. He reviewed a lumbar MRI. That was totally negative. He was doing well overall. He was deemed at maximum medical improvement, as there did not appear to be anything more for Dr. Josephson to offer him. He could continue to work full-time and full duty. He saw Dr. Levy again on 3/17/22. juncture, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement and was going to use Mobic as needed. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower. His deep tendon patellar reflexes were brisk and were 2+ at the Achilles bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Active range of motion was full in all spheres with complaints of both neck and back pain that is non-physiologic. Period. He was tendered to palpation about the left trapezius and on its medial aspect and the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the corresponding opposite sides. For the rest of that is normal. Thoracic. He was scratched that palpation of the left interscapular musculature elicited right-sided low back tenderness that is non-anatomic. For the rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. He fully flexed, complaining of knee pain anteriorly, bilaterally. Period. This also does not make physiologic sense. Period. He was tendered to palpation about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period. Supine straight leg raise minibus elicited only hamstring tenderness bilaterally without any low back or radicular complaints below the knee. Period. He had positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Go back to extremities lower. He indicated he gets pain in the left lower shin all the time, but it was not tender to palpation. Period. And go back to upper extremities. There were no signs of healed burn scars on the right forearm. Period. Impressions on 6/11/21. Omar Santiago was the restrained operator of a vehicle involved in a motor vehicle collision. Period. This appears to have been of a front end impact. Period. We were not in receipt of his early contemporaneous treatment notes. Period. He appears to have been seen at urgent care afterwards. Period. Beginning 8/19/21, he came under the care of Dr. Ross, to whom he related losing consciousness briefly. Period. He offered widespread symptomatic complaints, although does not appear to have received any interim treatment. Period. He was initiated on a course of frequent chiropractic adjustments and therapy over the next many months. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen by his primary care physician named Dr. Levy. Greater lumbar MRI was done on 2/5/22 to be inserted here. But he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson on 3/2/22, who wrote this was virtually negative and did not have any treatment recommendations. Period. On 3/17/22, Dr. Levy discharged him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Santiago is non-focal. Period. He has no neurologic deficits. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical spine, although this elicited both neck and back pain that is non-physiologic. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbosacral spines. Period. He did have signs of, scratch that, he did have positive Waddell signs in terms of axial loading and trunk torsion maneuver. Period. He also non-physiologically complained of anterior knee pain bilaterally with lumbar flexion. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability attributable to the head, comma, neck comma, back comma, left leg comma, or right forearm. Period. He has been able to continue in his full duty capacity with the insured and is not taking any pain or anti-inflammatory medication. Period. And